This is the Blogpire Podcast for the week of September 25th, 2006. This week is Shaving with the Blogpire. We've got a very special guest, Russell Neufeld, editor-in-chief of ShavingStuff.com. This Blogpire podcast is sponsored by CoffeeWiz.com. Get the latest pumpkin spice K-cups for your Keurig single-serve coffee maker at CoffeeWiz.com. Well, hello. Welcome, welcome. I'm Russell Miner.
I'm Jay Brewer.
And we're doing the Blogpire podcast. It's a very special week this week. We have a very special guest. It is Russell Neufeld, the editor-in-chief of ShavingStuff.com. Russell, welcome.
Welcome.
It's great to be here. Thank you, guys.
Nice. Now, I know that you're awesome because your name is Russell.
That's true. It's a good name. He spells it, though, with three L's. Yeah. Did you know that?
No.
Russell.
He's 33% more Russell than me. All right.
I got nothing.
That's fine. We had nothing either. So, well, welcome, everybody. It's been a great, you know, end of summer. We kind of recapped our last episode. We did a lot of end-of-summer things, and now we're really getting to the beginning of fall.
Days are shorter.
Days are shorter.
Nights are longer.
Yep. You definitely have a lot more, you know, I'm noticing the sunshine is breaking into the house at a different angle in the morning when I have my coffee.
Yeah, and you're hungover, whatever you're doing from liquor.
Yeah.
Okay, Jake's not here.
No, that wasn't Jake, but, you know, we feel his presence always.
I'm drinking his wine right now.
That's right.
It's rather smoky.
Now, isn't that the Excalibur wine? I believe that's Excalibur.
It is.
And I believe that'll be on cheapfunwines.com if it's not there already. And I believe the bottle was $6.
That is cheap.
And it's a good wine.
Yeah, and right now, if that's a Cabernet, is that a Cabernet?
It's Cabernet.
It's a Cabernet.
You're helping fight Alzheimer's. Did you know that?
Wow.
Article this week, which we're going to talk about later, how Cabernet can basically stave off Alzheimer's disease.
Excuse me, guys. I need another drink.
Nice.
Really? I forgot mine. All right, all kidding aside, let's take a look at what's going around the blog pyre. Jay, start us off. Where are we going?
We're going to go to TVSnob.com. There's been a lot of activity in the last week with high-definition PVRs, personal video recorders, or high-definition TiVo. Let's just cut to the chase.
Oh, yes, people.
Who TiVo. Cares whether or not, you know, it's a PVR, a DVR, whatever. It's TiVo, and it's in high def right now.
Now, I know that I have a TiVo, and I know that Jay has a TiVo. Russell, do you have a TiVo?
I actually own two TiVos.
Oh!
Series 1, Series 2, I believe.
That's correct.
Are you going to go for Series 3?
You know, I really wanted to, but the price is $799, if I remember right.
It's not cheap.
Plus, to upgrade your lifetime subscription, it's another $199.
And that's only if you bought it from TiVo.com. Apparently, they will not honor the $199 if you didn't buy it.
That's right.
From TiVo directly.
For those of you who don't have a TiVo, don't know what a TiVo is, you know, a TiVo records television and, you know, movies and things around the TV. It's kind of like a VCR, but it's much, much simpler to use. It's much more convenient. It allows you to pause live TV,
you
all this.
You can pause future TV.
Yeah, you can also listen to a previous show.
Why can't I fast forward into the future?
Yes.
Anyways,
misconception.
The point is, you know, TiVo was sort of the first to really come out with this technology, this device, and one of their long-time deals has been, you know, you can either A, pay $200 up front for the lifetime subscription to the boxes. They have a service that you are downloading
just like you pay for cable each month, you can pay to have the service of TiVo recording your shows at like $12.95 a month or something.
Yeah, all right, it's $12.95. Then you could either pay per month or you could pay the lifetime subscription. But it turns out with Series 3, they're getting rid of the lifetime subscription. But only those people who had existing TiVos could transfer them to the new box sort of as a one-time deal if they upgraded. Clearly an incentive just to get people to buy the new box.
Yeah, I think it's foolish that they don't basically, if you have a valid TiVo serial number from Series 1 or Series 2 and you're willing to give them $800, that they don't just take your money and run.
Well, the question is that $800 go to TiVo itself, or is it going to the manufacturer of the box? I mean, I can't imagine. They're not hardware manufacturers. They're
I actually believe
they?
That they do make money that way. Who knows? But, I mean, I would imagine that they should just do everything they can to continue to make their base happy. You know, I think it's just that's just my two cents.
What's the coverage?
That being said, I'm pretty excited about a high-definition TiVo.
Yeah, that's
couple,
nice.
A couple of things are going to happen from that. Basically, we're going to see a whole bunch of upgrades available for the TiVo Series 3. So currently out of the box, the thing at $799 only records 30 hours of high def. You can already, at weakknees.com, it's a site that basically a service that lets you send in your TiVo, and they'll upgrade it so you can get, like, hundreds of hours of recording in high def. So basically, Weak Knees has already got a 250 gig from the 250 gig drive that you get, you can already upgrade to a 750 gig drive.
Oof, wow.
Basically, you could record yourself like into the floor.
Wow.
You know, watch more TV than more than man can deal with.
Now, so this Series 3, it's recording HD. The thing that I was wanting to know was, does it come with Wi-Fi? Does it have any other kind of capabilities besides just doing the standard TiVo stuff?
Right. So you can basically directly plug it in, or you can get a Wi-Fi extender, so you can basically stream, you know, music, pictures to it. There are some hacks I know to do a little video, but that's another thing. Basically, the big features of the new Series 3 are the dual cable card of availability.
Cable cards, yes.
You can basically get rid of your cable box. You can go to your local cable provider. You get these little cards. They plug into the back of the TiVo, and it allows you to have dual tuners. And what's dual tuners? That allows you to record two things at once and watch something out of the TiVo. Right now, with all TiVos, you can only really, you can record something and watch something on a TV, or you can watch live TV. This really gets you into sort of the next generation of recording and watching a lot of TV.
That's nice, because now you have two TiVos at home, Russell. I presume that's how you solve your, like,
well, actually, so it's interesting. TiVo is now playing catch-up, because Comcast, Motorola, DVR box right now actually does a lot of the capabilities that TiVo Series 3 does. So you can actually record two shows in high def with your Motorola box.
And I actually have that at my house.
Yeah. So it's interesting that, like, TiVo's taken a while to get this new box out there. And it's one of the first times they're playing catch up.
Now, there's another article I read, and you guys can tell me if you've read this or not. And I wish I could tell you what the article is or where, but I don't remember offhand, but somewhere where basically, TiVo had gone to court to protect its rights to be, you know, this company that does digital video recording and, you know, their software and all this kind of thing. And apparently they won, and I think it was, there's DirecTV and there's The Dish, and I forget which is which, but in the court case, they actually won. So they sort of earned their right to be the sole provider of this kind of service. And the repercussions of this were basically that other companies were going to have to get in bed with TiVo, sign those deals. They have a lot of sort of co-branding deals they do. They were going to have to sign on to this, or they were going to be done.
Yeah, I don't know what the extent of that is, I do know that they did sign a deal with Comcast, and the DVR that we have at Comcast, that's high-definition dual-tuner DVR, basically is going to either get upgraded with the availability for you to have TiVo's software and interface running on it, or they're going to replace it out for TiVo high-definition boxes or let that be an available option for you at Comcast. So maybe that's one of the repercussions of the
deal,
but I haven't really heard that much about that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll have to give a follow-up.
Okay, the other exciting thing about TiVo, so all TiVo users this fall are also getting some CBS shows in advance, and I actually saw this. So
what?
I'm excited. Tonight, it's coming up is we're going to see that show Jericho.
Yeah, sure.
Jericho's going to be on. We're also, CBS has got the new Ray Liotta show, which TiVo has already taped, The Smith. I haven't really watched it so much. He's looking a little puffy.
I actually may have a little shout-out to Ray Liotta on the shaving side tomorrow.
Oh, interesting.
You know.
Very nice.
Wow, a little celebrity
facial
there Thursday?
A little preview.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
well, I guess for those listening, it'll be last Thursday.
whatever.
My week.
We're from the future.
We're from the future.
My week
or the past, I guess.
But TiVo and CBS have made a partnership to make four new shows available a week or two before they were set to air on TV. And this actually did happen. Like, you got previews of the show, and they allowed you to get sneak peeks. And with this service, you could just hit on TiVo, and you could record all the CBS shows like ahead of time.
Wow, that's cool.
And I'm pretty excited about that, and the fact that, you know, I want to check out my fall schedule. There's a lot of new TV shows, and that really helped me sort through and be like, you know, I do want to check out Jericho, and I do want to check out The Smith, but I don't really have to work too hard for it. And I really think that that's the genius of TiVo and some of the user interface and design options that they have, that really the Motorola box and these other DVRs, there's not a lot of user experience or fun to it, you know, and that's what TiVo's really, it's makes watching TV even more fun, if you can believe that.
Definitely. Well, as we said, we have here Russell Neufeld from ShavingStuff.com. Russell, it's time to wow us.
I actually have a very large manly tote bag full of products here.
Man bag.
Why does it have a girl's name on it?
I think he totally has a merce.
Yeah.
Is that a fanny pack?
I actually went to bring it over in a Target plastic bag, and there's so many products in here that the bag burst.
So
I had to go to the canvas.
So tell us a little bit about that. I mean, you write about shaving stuff all the time. Just like all of us have different blogs that we write for, one of which Russell Miner actually has a blog that's not announced, but
it's
coming out.
Secret. It's a secret.
And that these companies send you products all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, tell us about that and the experience of doing that and talking with the people that make the products a little bit. Is that fun? Is it exciting? Or what's it all about?
Oh, it's great. And you know, it's a great validation of the site. You know, we've been doing the site for a little over a year now, and we've established some really good relationships with people at some of these shaving companies. And
just to let our listeners know, Russ actually is the first other official writer for the Blog Pyre. Like, essentially, when I started the Blog Pyre, I was doing single serve coffee and kitchen contraptions. You came to me and said, "Hey, I've got this great idea for shaving blog. What do you think?" And I was like, "Let's try it out." And Russ really proved the sort of the model that we could repeat something that was successful in a category which people thought we were nuts. I mean, like, I remember we used to write people and they would be like, "So this is just a blog just about shaving?"
Yeah.
2 years later, that's a little bit more common, but at the time, hey, yep. Cutting edge.
Oh, man.
Just kidding.
I was there
at the beginning.
So one of the companies that sent us actually a large supply of shaving products was this company, Zir. That's Z-I-R-H. And they have actually a really distinctive brand and design. I definitely seen these guys in stores. I hadn't tried them yet, but they have a silver and blue containers, and they're really hard to miss when you see them.
Yeah, it's a really
crisp
design. Do
you have any pictures up on shaving stuff?
We do. There's a Zir category, and you can find that on shavingstuff.com.
And also, all shavingstuff.com visitors can receive 12% off.
That's right.
All orders when they enter shaving stuff at checkout, and there's a link up in the upper
left-hand
corner.
Wow.
As I don't get right and left right. But
yeah, we've got a great deal going on with them. It's through the end of the year. Take advantage of it. So here's the thing. Here's one of the things that I really like about Zir, and a couple of shaving companies do this. They will send you instructions. You know,
what?
Now that may sound silly, but these guys actually have, you know, a very extensive line of facial products and actually other grooming products, and you know, you might get overwhelmed. Like, you might see shaving oil and exfoliant, and you're like, "What order do I do these things in? And why am I even doing this?"
I just exfoliated, but I needed oil.
Yes. So I'm going to pass around this little card, and you can decide, well, what's my beard type, what's my skin type. And you can put together your own regimen.
Does anybody really want to be an oily, damaged, heavy beard? I don't.
That might be me, dude.
Really?
Well, then.
I do have sort of, you know, like, my skin is always, like...
Train wreck.
Yeah, and then my beard. It's like, if I let that thing go, It's like every hair just picks a direction and says, that's where I'm going.
You kind of are like a Fraggle.
A little bit. I'm a little Fraggle-like.
Now, this is interesting. So they got dry, sensitive skin, normal skin, oily skin, and then sort of a recommended shaving type for your beard.
Right.
Heavy, normal, sensitive. So you could be like, I have dry, sensitive skin, and then recommended shaving. This is pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So we have actually two reviews up right now on Zur products, on shaving stuff, and the third one will probably come next week. But I want to just I'm going to pass around a few of these products here. You guys can give them a little smell test, a feel test. The first one is Zur Scrub, and this is an exfoliant. And an exfoliant is basically a little cream or gel that you rub on your face, and it's got little grit in it. It's like
You can actually, if you push in the tube here, you can hear the grit.
Yep. Yep.
It smells, it's actually...
I think it smells great.
Yeah, it's like knock your socks off fresh.
Yeah. And
if we need to, I can probably get my wife to come smell this. Yeah, like a female perspective.
This is a man's product.
And so the idea is that you rub this this gritty substance in your face.
What happens when you shove it up your nose, curiously? Because I just sort of did
Can
that.
You not smell from a distance?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That is just like...
I have scrub in my nose.
Wow, your nose has a nice sheen.
Thank you.
You've exfoliated your nose.
All right.
All right, so...
The product's away from me now.
And the idea is that you rub this on your face, it's got a little grit, and it removes this top layer of dead skin.
Do you have to wash it off?
You rinse it off, yes.
Now, you've given me some shaving products, and one of the ones I've used, you basically use this exfoliate when you're in the shower.
Right.
And you a little dime size of it,
yep,
or whatever, and you scrub it up, and... I have noticed it makes a huge difference.
It does.
And kind of separating the skin from the beard, maybe.
Yep.
You know?
And this isn't an everyday thing. This is a once or twice a week.
Yep. Which is about how often I shave.
Yeah.
Or shower.
or bathe.
All right. Let's go on to the next, the Zur Clean product. Now, here's the thing I love about this, about Zur Clean. I suppose I should tell you that Zur Clean is a facial cleanser. So this is basically like... gentle soap for your face, but check out the packaging. I mean, this thing is a metal.
It looks like a.
It's a metal
like a
bottle.
20 millimeter shell is.
Yeah, it feels like man.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's nice.
My shaving products come in a solid aluminum jar.
How much does that run you?
That's a good question. You
Stubber.
Got it, our.
And I don't know the answer.
It is $16.
Hey, I totally nailed you.
Nice job, Colbert.
So I guess one of the things is that
I don't like this one. I don't
for
like
a lot of these
this.
Companies, and you've said this to me before, shaving is a multi-step process. It's also like they not only want you to have a great shave, but they also want you to have, like, once you're shaved, really hydrated skin, like, you know, soft skin, so that you have a really great appearance, and you look fresh, and you look clean,
right.
And
so,
you've got healthy skin.
Well, let me just say one thing, too. I just said I don't like that smell, but now I like it, and I think it's I smelled too much concentrate. Because
yeah,
when
you use
kind
a little bit
away,
of it, that's right.
A little bit in the air, and it's actually quite
it's
nice.
It's intense, but right, when you get a little dollop on your face and you work it into a nice lather, it's actually really pleasant. So here's the one thing I'll say, just to wrap this up, and that is that the beginning of a good shave is clean skin. And that's why these products are out there. So you exfoliate, you get that top layer of dead skin off, you do a little cleanser, you get a nice clean surface of your face, and then you're ready for a great shave.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank
Absolutely.
You. Absolutely. What's next, Mr. Brewer? What have we got in the pipe?
I think we should go over to Liquor Snob. There's two stories in the past week or so that have made me pretty happy. You know, honestly, I think that it makes a lot of sense on how I feel about my life and drinking alcohol. No, just kidding. So they did this study. This is at liquorsnob.com. It's a story called Drink Liquor, Make More Money, that people who actively are alcohol drinkers, not drunks, people who drink, maybe they have a couple of glasses of wine, they go out to dinners, you know, whatever, that they make 10% to 14% more money on average than people who don't drink. Okay?
Did they say what their theories were as to
yes.
why?
Drinking helps you socialize more, right? and drinkers like have an advantage in important relationships because they're a little more gregarious, a little more outgoing, a little more social, and that drinking may also provide individuals with opportunities to learn more about people and business and social skills because they're actively always cultivating sort of like that more outgoing relationship. So what's interesting is, like, I thought, like, well, hey, maybe, like, people who drink are, like, hanging out and drinking at their house or, you know, not whatever. But people who tend to drink do it because it's a social thing, and that helps them in business.
I mean, I guess it seems to make sense. I mean, if you're a person that enjoys being social, that's certainly going to help you in the business world because at the end of the day, any kind of business arrangement or, you know, even just working together with somebody – that is social interaction by definition.
Yeah, and what I liked about it, what's interesting about some of these studies when they come out, it's like, hey, this doesn't make drinking look so bad. And, you know, they're saying, like, they're talking about drinking in moderation and, you know, whatever, and I'm like, hey, there's actually, there can be just, like, you know, heart disease and other things. There could be a financial gain from drinking, so, it's kind of fun.
You know, I think you got to question the cause and the effect here. I mean, it's also possible that people with more money at higher positions, you know, either have more time to drink or, you know, it's somewhat required by the job, right? Because you do the power lunch or the power dinner.
And, or the martini lunch.
I mean, I haven't read the study, but...
Well, actually, you know, it's actually not about all, like, high income levels or whatever, but I did hear a follow-up segment on NPR, which was that recently aired, and, you know, they were just saying that...
NPR.org, props.
Yeah, whoa. Basically, it just kind of gives people a little bit more access to people at work and outside of work because they're going to maybe go out and have a drink with people. And, you know, and basically it gives them a larger connection. You know, it's a gateway drug.
I think it's the gateway drug. I think it's really the, you know, the outside of work connection. I mean, you know, mind you, drawing on my own limited experience, I definitely have noticed that those people who I have made some attempt to create some kind of relationship outside of work, whether that's we all go out for dinner sometime or we all go for a drink after work or even if we just do like a good company outing as opposed to the creepy company outing, you know, where you actually sort of engage someone on a little more personal level, you get to know them, that enhances your work relationship too because now you're dealing with that person almost more civilly. You're not just thinking of them, oh, this is what I need to get A done. You're like, oh, this person, you know, likes to drive their car. Maybe I'll ask them about that. That's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's good. Fine. I guess we're going on to the next story now because Jay just gave me that you know. Yeah, absolutely. It's over.
Oh, my God.
All right, what's the next story?
That's not true.
It's over. What's the next story?
I can see his monitor. It is true.
Don't apologize.
All right. So Jake, who's the editor-in-chief at LiquorSnob.com, basically sent an article over to me that he had written up on this thing called the Beer Clip. So the thing about writing for LiquorSnob.com, and if you ever get to go out and have drinks with Jake, which we should all do again soon, basically he gets the weirdest stuff in the mail from, like, the Beer Belly, which is, like, you know, a fake big giant belly where you can, like,
wait,
put
he got
beer
one of those?
There. Oh yeah, he's got a whole bunch of them.
Oh,
and you fill it, you go to a stadium and you basically suck beer like it's like one of those Camel packs
out of your belly.
Out of your belly.
So and in the end, you're the
wait,
same
what if you
size.
Already have a beer belly though?
Then you have a bigger beer belly when you're wearing
a beer bellier.
Beer bellier. So he gets this envelope in the mail that will change his life forever. It's called the Beer Clip. And what it is, it's a bottle opener money clip.
Wow.
That's progress, gentlemen.
That's simplicity.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
I
perfection.
Thought the Reef's bottle opener flip-flop was an innovation, but...
It's true. But you know the funny thing is? I own Reef sandals. I was like, those look cool. I'll get them. I saw them on LiquorSnob.com. And basically, the thing is, you walk around in those sandals in a lot of, like, not-so-cool stuff.
Especially by the beach, man.
Especially by the beach. And on the bottom, a lot of gunk builds up on that thing on the bottom. You really don't want to open beer for other people with Reef sandals.
Or for yourself.
Maybe not for yourself. A little E. coli off the ground or something. Maybe throw some spinach under there.
Don't eat spinach.
Spinach snob needs to be shut down.
So Jake says, as the name implies, the Beer Clip is an ingenious device that brings together all the best parts of keeping your cash organized with the added bonus of being able to open beers with it. And so, sure, everybody knows 1,001 ways to open a beer, But, you know, it's pretty cool to be able to flash through your knot of money and basically open someone's beer with your money clip.
Not bad.
I don't know. Pretty funny stuff.
Hey, although, how much does it cost?
Oh! You just got nailed.
I'm going to
beer. It's not in the story,
so
is it?
Deflated.
I'm going to beerclub.com.
So here's the other thing, though. Let me ask you this. Put yourself in, you know, here's the situation. It's Friday evening.
$14.95, I found out. And you can have the beer clip embossed and engraved with a shamrock, a basketball, a pennant, a golf tee,
nice comeback,
an anchor,
the Gettys,
a baseball glove,
the Rothschilds,
the Rothschilds,
and the Colonel
before
and
the
Colonel
before he went tits up. Okay, and a great white shark. I'm seeing
okay,
it
the
right
great
here.
White shark's kind of cool. But yeah. Wait, here. Let me ask you this. It's Friday night.
Yeah.
You're going out with some friends, and here's where you go.
Yeah.
You end up at Sligo. Sligo Ooh. Being like this tiny little Irish pub in Somerville, Massachusetts. You're in Sligo. Not the like top notch of bars here. It's kind of a
Davis Square for everybody
yeah,
out there.
It's kind of like a seedy little joint, you know? Are you going to whip out your wad of like money to
Dude,
open
they're
going to
open your beer for you.
Oh, sustained.
Wow,
Touché,
that's totally
my friend.
True. You're not going to use this at anywhere but a party.
And there you have no reason but to impress people.
That's right.
It's win-win.
It's perfect.
It's win-win.
So, Russell, we're kind of interspersing here. We're going
special
a little bit.
Special guest.
Back to our special guest, Russell Neufeld. Two Russells agree. Shavingstuff.com is awesome. All right, Russell, what else have you got?
All right,
show
so
us
now,
what's in your bag of tricks.
Now we're actually going to get into shaving with Zur products.
Oh, my God, shaving.
Oh, now, right, the shaving.
Yeah, first we cleansed, now we shave. So there's actually a review up.
All right, before you go into this.
Yes.
Are you an electric razor or, like, a battery-powered or just an old-school, like, just
yep,
run it over your
yep.
face and pray to God that things are going to go well razor?
So, actually, there are several reviews up on Shaving Stuff, and recently, I think you guys covered this, we did a best of week.
Yep, that's
and
true.
And I think the powered razors, this is the powered Mach 3, the Gillette Fusion Power, and the Schick Quattro Power are the way to go.
Really?
I do. And
it's not just a gimmick?
It's not just a gimmick.
It isn't.
Now, I will say this. I don't think you get a closer shave. I just think the shaving experience is better.
Feels better.
It feels better. When you pull that razor across your face and it's an unpowered razor, you feel
a little
you
pull.
Feel a little pull.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I do.
And the
have
heavy,
you ever here, here's
beard.
The thing. Have you ever been to the dentist and gotten any like any kind of like Novocaine
a
or something? Not toothpulled, like drilled or like something done in there?
Fine.
And so your dentist will like flap your cheek while he puts the Novocaine in, and it actually doesn't do anything but distract you because he's doing that,
yep.
And it's enough that basically you don't feel the pain of the Novocaine.
I don't know if this is exactly the marketing spin.
No, I know that Gillette doesn't want to hear
Gillette
this.
Gillette would pull.
It definitely distracts you.
The battery is like shaking your
it's
lip during
it's
Novocaine.
It's not just distraction. I think it is it's somehow gliding over your
is
skin.
Is it like a vibroblade in Star Wars?
Yes.
Or the electric knife
absolutely.
On a turkey.
You know, I have been in Star Wars, and yes, it is like the vibroblade.
Electric knife on a turkey. Let's go there. That sounds
yeah.
good.
Yeah, electric knife. Yeah.
It's easier. You get a little business as you cut in, you know, whatever.
God, I can't wait
oh,
for
that's why you're here, buddy.
Log Pyre Shaving.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right, so let's go back to shaving with
yeah.
Zur products.
So so we have a review up on the site. So Zur sent us Prepare, and this is a pre-shave oil. Now, for those of you who tuned in last Blog Pyre podcast, Jay might have mentioned that he failed to review
That's true.
A shaving oil.
King
now,
of Shaves.
Yes.
I'll say it. Really great stuff, and I'm a bad man.
Right. So there's a class of products called shaving oil where all you use is the oil to shave. You don't put a shaving cream on. You just throw the oil on your face and you shave.
However, there are pre-shave oils
right.
where you can use a cream or something else, and then there's also just like you can do your pre-stuff and you can just use a shaving oil, which is a replacement of like a shaving cream, right?
I think he just said that.
Okay, I don't know
I'm
going to
let him go. Just let him go. So so Zur has a pre-shave oil, and I'd like to pass this around and have you guys smell it.
Now, should I waft this time or, like, not stick it up my nose?
I love the way this thing smells.
Huh.
This thing smells like wood shop.
Yeah, it totally gets... Yeah, absolutely.
It's like it's like back to like high school wood shop where you're, like, going to make that little bubble gum.
Wow.
Did you just do the chemistry, like...
I did. I did the
waft with the nose.
Look, I got one...
What, I got a wine tasting now?
My nose... And then I, like,
dude, that's
going to
counteract that other stuff.
That is. That's totally
shaved.
Have
you noticed that his nose this whole segment is looking better?
It's looking great.
I think it looks a lot better.
How's the inside?
Wow, you should shave in there.
Okay.
We got products for that. $5.99 on Amazon. You should do that.
Rotary or electric?
It's electric and rotary.
Just grab and pull.
So here's the way you use pre-shave oil. You put this on, before the shaving cream, and Zur actually recommends that you need only like a dime size amount in your hand. You smooth it on your face. You can kind of see a little sheen in the mirror to know where it is. You also feel on your face where it is. Then you put a little warm water on your face, and then you add the shaving gel. Now, Zur actually sent a shaving cream. Which they call shave cream.
Clever.
That's interesting.
And a shaving gel, which they call... Anyone?
Shaving gel.
Actually, it's just called shave gel.
Oh!
Oh!
Sorry.
The ing.
Now, I'm going to open this up. I love this stuff. I actually really loved it, and I'll tell you why. It goes on completely clear. So for somebody like you with a goatee, you know, you can see exactly where the hair of your goatee ends.
And this is the beauty of
There's
if
no,
it was
like,
just
white,
a...
like frothy stuff, you know, there. So you can shave right on the line when it's because it's clear.
Like a shave, like if it was a shave
like
oil,
yeah.
You shave clear. It is really a different experience.
Yeah.
So why a gel?
So Zur recommends actually the shave cream for a heavy beard. It's more of a paste. You know, it's a thicker shaving cream that's gonna like do more to loosen the hairs of your face.
Bigger hairs,
thicker hair, tougher hair. But I honestly, I consider myself to have a pretty thick beard also, and I really thought the gel was the way to go.
Did you shave today?
I did not.
Yeah, I could tell.
Okay.
I haven't shaved in like 4 days.
All right, I'm terrible.
I'm going to open this up, and I want to hear your reaction. Actually, I want to see. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's really...
What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's like it's from the future.
Do you just like put your hand in there and scoop some of that stuff out?
Oh, yeah.
Let me see. Give it here.
So for those,
it smells really.
It smells fantastic.
It smells fantastic. It smells really fresh.
Yep.
It's
you know, I mean, that's the thing. Like, so, like that smells good. The other stuff smells good. These things like don't look that natural, but they smell pretty natural.
They smell great.
How is all the smells going to interact with each other? I mean, if you're putting on a pre-shave,
what do you feel like after you go through the complete regimen?
Whoa! I want my question.
I asked a question over your question.
This isn't like.
Yes, no,
this,
no, yes.
Who run Bartertown?
What?
Master Blaster.
Master Blaster run Bartertown.
Oh. Who's the master?
Blaster.
Shonuff is the master. Now, anyway.
Talk to me.
So you have all these different, there's different smells for these different products. You know,
That's
you've
right.
got the woodshop, nice. You've got the fresh clean of the gel.
Yep.
You've got probably something from the scrub. So what's the smell like after, you know, six or, you know, however many of these products you're using?
I actually have a direct quote here, which I'd like to read you. Shaving stuff, wife says,
So it smells like male pheromones?
Smells great.
If the ladies or the gents like it, smells good.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's it for shaving with Zur. And again, coming up soon, we're going to have the set of post-shave products. And these are things like a toner. Which is something that you—it's more like a clear liquid that you use on your face.
Atone your sins.
Yep. To get rid of any leftover shaving cream that might be on there.
What is it, like break it down or something?
It breaks it down. Hmm. And again, coming up, I'm going to show you guys this. This is Zur Defend. This is this is a moisturizer. And one of the great things about this moisturizer is it contains an SPF 15 ingredient.
Nice.
And that's great. Actually, when we were on the vineyard, I used this on my face. That's all I used on my face. You know, a lot less harsh than the commercial stuff you find at a drugstore. And it worked great.
You do have a healthy glow.
Thank you.
Mr. Brewer, take us to Single Serve Coffee, because that is where I live.
That's right. I think, Russ and I, Russ Prime.
Russ what? Prime.
Whoa!
Oh, demoted.
All right. No. So, Russ Minor and I are definitely Single Serve Coffee drinkers. Actually, the blog pyre was sort of founded around singleservecoffee.com,
sure.
And I've been writing on Single Serve Coffee, and for those of you who don't know what Single Serve Coffee is, it's basically there's a whole set of coffee makers that have different systems, from these coffee pods where they package coffee in like little pods, like tea, like almost like tea things, K-cups, which are like little creamer-sized sort of cups of coffee, and these different machines. You throw the cartridge in there, you slam it shut, you push the button, and out comes a perfect cup of coffee. And that's the whole premise of single-serve coffee. So Senseo, Keurig, you may have seen Keurig at work, Nespresso, ESE pods. We even have another site called singleserveespresso.com, which we've talked about, which was, I think, the launch of the podcast. We talked a little bit about that.
Yeah, it was.
But one of the advantages that we have in being that we're based in Boston for singleservecoffee.com is Green Mountain Coffee is here. They've got a big stake in Keurig.
Boston?
They're actually in Vermont.
Oh, I was just going to say.
But close enough, right?
Sure.
And basically, Keurig is based in Wakefield, Mass. And Keurig makes a whole range of single-serve coffee makers. They make the B40, the B50, the B60, the B70.
Do they make the B52s?
They make the B52 single-serve shot coffee maker.
They made a tin one, but
right.
It rusted.
But, we actually have traveled all over New England from Boston. We visited Cool Beans Pods, which makes coffee pods for single-serve coffee
those
makers.
Those are delicious.
Like,
I had some of those.
Like
those
the Senseo, like
Melita,
101. And we've also visited Baronet Coffee, which is a Connecticut-based coffee roaster. They make coffee pods for Melita, Senseo, Bun Cafe. But Keurig actually makes the system, and Green Mountain makes coffee that fits in the Keurig brewer. And actually recently, Green Mountain bought up the rest of Keurig. So they actually own Keurig.
Oh, wow.
But Keurig also, the Keurig system, has a variety of other coffees besides Green Mountain available for it. It has Diedrich Coffee, Coffee People if you're in the West Coast. So it was pretty exciting for us. We actually got to go up and visit Keurig this past week on Monday and get a demo from Kristen. And I'm going to say her name wrong. I think it's Cephalo, who's the product marketing manager who I'd worked at before I started the blog pyre. And she worked at a former place, which we won't speak the name right now.
We shall never speak its name.
We shall never speak its name.
I'll say it.
But we got to sit down with her and actually get a demo of the new Platinum B70 single cup brewer. So this new Platinum B70 has all the bells and whistles. A lot of these coffee makers, not only just single serve coffee makers, but brew coffee makers, espresso machines, they've all got like LED technology. They'll tell you like what to push and when to push it.
Do they record in HD?
They do. And they'll actually make sure that you didn't miss your second cup of coffee before you brewed it.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But we got a really great demo. We got a rundown of the new products. They've got a lot of cool things coming out. And it's fun to go to these places where people are, you know, working and making the products that we feature, you know, on the blog pyre. And Keurig, small office. I think they've got around 100 employees up in Wakefield, Mass. You know, typical office park. But right when you walk in, there's like nothing short of 50 different coffees you can sample for this machine. Scott Martin, who writes for singleserveespresso.com, basically we went and we were pretty wired up by the time the meeting had. We sampled a few coffees. And then it's really neat to see all the different products that this company has made in a short amount of time, probably like about 5 years, to grow from a few coffees that they offered to, I believe it's like over 130 different blends of coffee for this machine.
So. Can you get them pretty much anywhere?
You can order them online. You can order them from Green Mountain. You can get them at Bed Bath & Beyond at the Targets. So they're available in about 6,000 retail stores nationwide. But it's not like going to your grocery store. You're going to have to go to more of a specialty store to get refills.
Gotcha.
For the Keurig.
Interesting. And so what about this new machine?
It's really cool. Unlike the B40, B50, B60, which was a sort of a design, it looks like a Romulan warbird almost. This one has like a little bit of a...
Old Romulans or new Romulans?
Actually, we're going to go with new Romulan warbird.
Interesting.
Star Trek Next Generation.
Got it.
Right.
What about Star Trek Old Series Remastered?
Haven't seen
that. Oh,
yet.
I haven't seen that
Could
either.
Could look good. Could look good.
Come on.
Come on, that's going to be great. Star Trek Remaster. Look, new backdrop, new CGI.
Coffee goes right out the window.
Coffee goes right out the window. You cannot
Do they
talk,
drink coffee in the future in Star Trek?
Ractigino.
That's right, Ractigino. That's basically coffee.
Come on.
Ale.
Oh, my God. Don't ever on this show talk ill of Star Trek, as I have seen you at the Star Trek casino.
Now that was a special
warp core
experience.
Breaches and enjoying singing songs of the Klingon.
Isolinear chips and dip.
That's true.
It was just one warp core breach.
Roasted ribs of targ.
It was just one warp core breach. You don't need more than one.
Yeah, it's true. No, this machine's got a smaller footprint. It's awesome. It's sort of in the high end. It's at $200, whereas the B40 is $99. It's got programmable cup sizes. You can adjust the brew temp. It's a great single-serve coffee maker.
I got me a Keurig. It seats about 20. So come on and bring your jukebox money.
Nice.
Let's go back to Russell Neufeld. What else is in that fine tote bag of yours?
So the next set of products that I wanted to talk to you guys about is Men's Science.
Tell me, who do they make those products for?
I believe it's men.
Brilliant.
So Men's Science, so here's the thing with a bunch of these really high-end shaving companies. Originally you had your Gillette foamy shaving cream or your gel.
Barbasol.
Or something like that. Yeah, I mean, like, these are just...
Barbasol.
There's a time and place for all that stuff, but I think with, part of the benefits of...
High karate, remember that?
Part of the benefits of biotech, of new drugs, you know, is that it filters into random things like shaving cream. And so here's a company that is using the latest science and the latest compounds to give you a better shave. So they actually have a line of shaving products, a line of grooming products, which they call Androceuticals. Androceuticals.
No,
as
no
in
relation to nudicles.
It's sort of like androids for your skin.
What? Are these nanobots?
You know, there might be nanobots in here. So this is something, actually, we don't have a review up on this yet. I just started shaving with it last week, the week before.
Need to break it in.
We need to break it in. But so Men's Science also has a daily face wash. This is something you'd start before the shaving process, again, to get your face clean. And... instead of an exfoliant, they provide you with a brush.
Huh.
Now, the brush actually acts as...
It's like a face brush.
The exfoliator. I'm going to exfoliate
and
the mic.
We're looking at this toothbrush.
It's like bigger than a toothbrush.
It looks like a giant toothbrush.
It's about the size of like a silver dollar tip.
It's going to come out wrong, or a mini toilet bowl cleaner.
Sure, that might come out wrong, but it's true. It's that kind of a brush.
Yeah. And so the idea is, you apply the face wash, and then you lather up with the brush, and that has the dual action of exfoliating and cleaning. So that's what's going on pre-shave. Then for the actual shave, where's the shave? I have misplaced the shave. All right.
Am I going to have to edit this?
Sprog? Graydon. She's going to be on Jericho. Really? It looks amazing.
Yeah, for those of you who, segment and this segment, Jay won't shut up about Jericho.
That's so true. I when I was a kid growing up near Loring Air Force Base in
Maine.
You just
hope there would be a nuclear accident.
No, you didn't
so you
hope.
Watch it
you
after.
Were pretty sure that the Russians were going to fire one over. So this is just a dream come true, really.
Great.
Just kidding.
Neufeld, what do you got?
Shaving cream is right in front of my face. This is
shaving products are now falling.
Here's the shaving cream. This is goopy.
Whoa,
this
what
is goopy
that?
Stuff.
Wow, yeah.
It's kind of green and it's like a cream almost.
I just
wiped that off, so it's gonna be on your face.
let me put my finger and stir it around.
Go right ahead. This stuff is
doesn't smell that different. It's kind of subtle.
Yeah. Totally good stuff. This stuff is chock full. Why don't you read the ingredients?
Sure.
Over
key
there.
Ingredients: advanced foamless lubrication with glycerin and aloe, allantoin.
Oh yeah, that's good stuff.
Azulene.
Yes.
And tea tree extract soothe
yes.
and help
tea
heal.
Tea tree extract. That's in a lot of things.
Actually, it is.
Salicylic acid helps clear organic matter from pores.
And live bacteria, flesh eating bacteria. No, it's not true.
Fascinating. Oh. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't even get to the ingredients. Aqua purifica.
No.
Aloe,
just the good stuff.
Barba Chitara 20.
Someone cut them off.
Dude, Chitara's in there.
Purple red dye 7.
Anyway, this is what we're using now. The follow-up is
have you shaved with this yet?
Have
you tried
it?
And what do you think?
I'm liking it.
Wow.
So here's, I should actually mention, here's what I usually do. I usually follow the instructions that come with the shaving supplies. I do that for maybe 3 or 4 shaves, and then I start to deviate. So
sure, because no one can follow instructions forever.
Yeah. So I put this stuff through, you know, the strict regimen that they've supplied, and now what I'm going to do, I'm going to use an old razor. I'm going to skip.
Wait, on purpose?
On purpose? Yep.
I keep all the rusty around for just this occasion.
You know, I'm gonna skip the pre cleanser. I'm going to skip some of this stuff. And you know, we'll test it out under a, you know, slightly suboptimal conditions, which I think is probably...
Perhaps in the middle of a sandstorm?
Oh, I have a Gillette Fusion. I should change those blades, but they're expensive, and...
I should change them.
I really do. Yeah. And I don't.
Yeah.
And I know that's... I know...
Right.
You can feel the suboptimal cutting happening, and I'm
the
like...
scarring?
I'm like, cheap. I'm so cheap. I can't shave with it. You know, it's like... But, you know, you throw some good shave cream on there, it smells better. You know, there's less, you know, damage.
Yep.
Now, what's that spray you're holding?
The spray is actually their version of the toner. And so,
You know, I like applicating with a spray better than gooping up my hands again.
So here's the thing. Here's the common problem with toner. For guys, you know, who've got a stubble, on their face, you put the little toner on a cotton ball, you rub the cotton ball on your face, and suddenly you've just got whipped cotton.
You've got
all
tissue
over.
Mustache.
You've got,
you know, you blow your nose, you got some stubble, and all of a sudden they're like,
you're like Santa.
Dude, you got Santa Claus going on there.
Yeah. So actually, this is Men's Science Post Shave Repair, and this is actually the first toner that I've ever gotten in a spray on.
Wow!
And I think it's great. You know, so you spray this on, you gotta close your eyes. You know, don't want
you don't want that in your eye.
I mean, you're right. I mean,
don't
even all the products that we get from Kiehl's.
Yep.
You know, you've got to put those on with your hands, and I think typically you use more product than you would.
Right.
To try to like kind of like get a good coating where you don't get stuck in your face.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't put toner on your eye. Don't put toner on your eye. Don't put toner on your eye.
Now this is an alcohol-free toner, so you're probably a little better off if it ends up there.
Now, are you finding that most of these products are now alcohol-free, or is that like a thing, or? Because, God, High Karate was, and Brute was, you know, I mean, you could really, like, let's say that you had cut yourself wide open. You could cauterize that with
the
amount of alcohol.
The thing about alcohol is that it evaporates very quickly.
Yeah.
And that just can dry your face out immediately.
So that's what's happening to my beers.
Yes.
No, it's Jake. Hmm. All right, and so the last thing we're doing is we got the advanced face lotion. This is for after you've shaved, after you've toned, just a nice general moisturizer to give your face a little.
Well, once again, like I would buy this. I am such a packaging whore.
Yeah,
I'll say it. I love the packaging.
It does look
nice. It's clean. It's simple. You can read what the product is.
Yep.
And they've also given a distinctive shape to every single one of the different things. So you're like. You know, you're not that awake in the morning. You need to grab the right thing.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
at the right time. And I think that they've done a good job with that.
Yep, I totally agree.
Now, does that one have any kind of SPF protection as well, or is that without?
This one, I believe, does not. But I have found that this is a great moisturizer. It's not too heavy, and I would actually recommend this to just about anybody. So we'll have a review up on the site soon, and look for that.
Excellent. I think now we should turn back to the Pyre and take a look at another site. How about Really Natural? What's going on with Really Natural?
Bag spinach? How's that going?
Oh.
Oh.
I guess.
I heard a thing tonight that 50% of the people who got exposed to the E. coli thing are that 50% of the overall population of people that get exposed are getting really sick.
Yeah, apparently this is a pretty severe strain of E. coli. It's not like your regular E. coli. This is a newer form that arose in the early 90s.
So
actually, it was late 80s. I heard this on the
show. Jessica Brooks, editor-in-chief at reallynatural.com, mm-hmm. has put together a quite extensive article on which spinach is safe at reallynatural.com.
Wait, I thought all the spinach was tossed.
So here's the thing. There's bag spinach, and then there's also unbagged spinach that you would wash and do. And it's like, you know, it's expensive. It could be organic and bagged, or it could be unorganic and bagged. And frankly, she's found out that basically the FDA is advising consumers not to eat fresh spinach or fresh spinach-containing products until further notice. Not just bagged spinach, but
all spinach.
Don't be eating spinach in general.
What is Popeye going to do? What about canned spinach? I mean, Popeye ate spinach from a can.
What about cream spinach?
You know what? I bet canned spinach is good to go, cooked. Probably a little bit, maybe they've cooked the E. coli out of there. I don't know. I can't say that. Anyways, the contaminated spinach has been traced to a company called Natural Selection Foods. And basically, they grow organic and non-organic spinach. Now, this is one of these new companies that's basically almost like a giant Uber organic farm / regular farm. So organic farming has gotten so big that these bigger growers are getting into organic. And some of the, you know, supermarket brands from Natural Selection include Pride of San Juan, Earthbound Farm, Bellissima, River Ranch, and the list goes on. And reports indicate that the E. coli may be linked to sort of the irrigation system and, like, basically cow feces or something coming down. Needless to say, it's nice to see Jess write up a thing to tell you, don't be eating spinach in general right now. Not a good idea.
Yeah, you really should just, it's not worth the risk.
Not worth the risk.
It'll pass, it'll be over soon. Then you'll eat spinach again.
On the product front, she's found some really cool new things, including these bamboo dinner plates. Now,
let's see those.
Yeah, check these out. So they're round, sort of look like your classic chinette.
Yeah, but it's wood.
Except these basically aren't going to hurt the planet. They're disposable, and they're made from organically grown bamboo. And the plates decompose in like 4 to 6 months. So if you throw them in your compost pile or you happen to not have a compost pile, have to toss them out, we're not talking like a diaper in the trash that doesn't go away. We're talking something that can actually, you know, go back into the environment.
But this means you would have to buy new plates every 4 to 6 months.
No, this means that they are disposable plates like you would use to, like, at a barbecue. You would, like, just sort of use them once. But when you throw them away, these suckers break down.
So they're not, like, they don't replace your, like, china. They're just, like, replacing your
they're
paper
plates. They're better
than standard
plates. Paper plates, basically.
And what about, I mean, maybe you don't have the answer to this, but paper plates themselves, do they break down?
Well, the thing is that most paper plates aren't sort of grown from, you know, yes, trees are renewable, but they're basically, you know, the cost to make them and to produce the paper plates far outweighs, like, you know, the fact that bamboo takes a much shorter time to grow
than
like a tree.
Bamboo is one of the fastest growing things on
Earth. Exactly. So the fact that these things are made out of bamboo, which is a big renewable resource, is one of our biggest, really, in the whole paper products thing, makes these plates a little bit more eco-conscious.
Interesting. Gotcha.
All right. And in wrapping up, I saw this earlier. I thought it was funny. Pepitas, or I think that's right. Is that how you say that, Russ?
Yeah.
Pepitas, sunflower seeds. How about edible handmade bracelets made out of sunflower seeds?
Intriguing. Awesome. It's kind of like the candy bracelets of old.
I'm starving.
And what's really cool is that because they're kind of made out of bracelets of wait, Pepitas made out of bracelets.
These bracelets are made out of Pepitas.
Each one's kind of different. And you throw a little salt on there, maybe a little shot of tequila from the old liquor snob, and you're all set to go. That's a good night, my friend. Snack on the wrists, liquor in the belly.
That's a good thing. You could put them on your wrists. You could go out for a night in the town, and when you're like, you know, a little schnookered, and you're kind of waiting for your cab, and you're like, man, I'm a little hungry.
You're low in sodium.
You can just start gnawing on your wrist.
Yeah, protein and sodium.
Boost right back up.
Yeah, it's like a pick-me-up, organic pick-me-up.
That is intriguing.
Yeah, so Save Those Pepitas, the name of the article. It's on reallynatural.com.
All right, it's time to listen to some questions that we've gotten in. First question is from Todd in New Jersey. He says, so many of the GPS items that are out of my price range, where can I find good prices on GPSs? I obviously cut that down as a bunch of a lot of other stuff, but he was talking about GPS Lodge. So they are expensive items. Where can we find things that are less expensive?
So I've talked to Scott. He gets this question a lot over the news and tips link that we have up in the upper right-hand column at gpslodge.com. So actually, over the last couple of months, he's put together a track back week in review that has GPS deals and steals. Some of these GPS, the GPS market, it's crazy. These things are coming out like nonstop. And literally the turnover can be as little as like 3, 4, 5 months for like a rev on one of these things. Some of them, when they get the price cut, like the Garmin Nuvi 350 just got replaced with the Nuvi 360, it goes down like $900 from the original list price. So what Scott does every week is he does a basically a tips and, you know, a deals and steals where you can say, like, check it out. You can buy this, you know, what used to cost, you know, $1,500. You can get it for like $500, you know.
Not bad.
So there's a lot of ways if you wait around. If you kind of like when buying a laptop or a computer, like if you basically buy the previous generation when the new generation's right to come out or it's coming out or has come out, you can usually get things for $500 to $1,000 cheaper. And this is the same thing with GPSs. So Garmin Street Pilot C330 was like, you know, like now $400 cheaper because the 340 came out. It's the same way with the Lawrence, iWays, and all these different GPSs. So look for on basically on Fridays, he does a track back week in review, great GPS deals and steals at gpslodge.com. So
cool.
It's a great way to find out.
All right, now we have a question for our very own Russell Neufeld. Alex in Lawrence, Massachusetts says, I know that you cover shaving, but do you ever cover products that are more typical to your other daily grooming activities? Thank you for the softball, Alex.
Actually, we do. Another set of products that we are that are in the shaving stuff test lab right now are by a company called BY142. This is a new company, and
is that like the B-52s?
I know it's.
Did you make a B-52 joke earlier?
I did.
They actually got in touch with us recently. They have a set of products that are not really shaving related, but they thought might be good, like post-shave skin repair.
Fountain of Youth.
Fountain of Youth products. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly right. So they sent us two products. One is called Scar Repair, and one is called Skin Repair. And, you know, I mentioned before when we talked about Men's Science that that a lot of these products are incorporating the latest technology, the latest advancements in pharmaceuticals. And this is actually a great example. Sorry, BY-142 is a great example of this. So I'm going to show you Scar Repair and Skin Repair.
Huh.
Nice. They're kind of like little missile tools.
Yeah.
So
it looks like a pearl, almost opalescent liquid in there.
Yeah.
It looks really neat.
I love the design of these things. Now, here's how you open it. Watch this. You twist.
Oh, the
wow,
top
and
pops
the top
up.
Kind of comes out of the
That's
circle
right.
in
you
the middle.
What?
That
you
means for
bump.
Once you can actually pack them and they won't spread
That's right.
goo
That's
everywhere.
Right.
Wow, yeah, that's a good travel tip.
And what it also means is that the pump doesn't let oxygen back inside the tube. That's so,
wow.
So when you actually close it up, the pump is down, and therefore there's no chance of oxygen getting in. And that's you don't want the any of the substances to oxidize. That's the word.
Oxidize.
So
you mean rust it?
So B-52s continues.
One of the things about scar repair, this just blew my mind. Scar repair contains a substance called Rejuvenox, which until
isn't
now
that a transformer?
Which until now was actually only available to the military for scar repair. So this is the stuff that they would give soldiers to help.
So
their
that
skin
sounds
repair.
Like I mean, honest. I mean, like I'm thinking scar repair. I'm thinking like, yeah, right. But that sounds more legitimate.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is a great example of, you know, really cutting-edge technology that's now getting filtered down into everyday products.
And is this an everyday shaving product? Like, you use this to prevent scars from from shaving?
I'm not sure that it is. I'm just using it now. But, you know, the idea is, look, you shave yourself, you get a cut, you get a nick, you know, you get some redness from razor burn.
I got some scars here from on my hand,
hey,
just like getting...
Allow me.
Oh, please, let me try it out.
And, you know, the idea is just let's try some new products on in some new ways, and let's try them on shaving.
How's
and,
it smell?
And let's see how they do. So
it
we'll
actually smells sort of like a... No, I recently installed a bunch of gutter downspouts on my house, and I also
it
have...
smells
a,
like gutter downspout.
I also, yeah, I also have a bunch of little scars on this hand from other things. My left hand gets it when I do anything.
Yep.
And I'm just putting it on here. And it smells like a really nice hand cream, and it feels not gross or slick or anything. It feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So these products are actually only available at Saks Fifth Avenue and Nordstrom. They're pretty high end.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but...
is there a price on these?
Yeah.
Actually, these are pretty
pricey.
What's
the damage?
These like $100?
No, these are around $50 a...
Yeah, yeah.
50? 50? 50?
55-0.
So in answering the question...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You
35.
You do get
35.
Oh, wow, that's not so bad now.
That's actually much less.
Do that now. But you do get quite a bit of other products besides just shaving stuff, because there's a lot of other products that these companies make besides just shaving stuff.
That's right. So most of these companies have shampoos, you know, body lotions.
Full body regimen, you might say.
Yeah, yeah. And they're all really high quality products. I'm not sure if we've mentioned Billy Jealousy on previous blog.
I think at some point it might have come up.
I think we might have on one of the podcasts. Yeah.
But they recently over the summer launched a shampoo, a conditioner, and a hair gel, and we've gotten samples of that, and they're great.
Sweet.
Wow, awesome.
Well, it looks like the time has come to wrap it up yet again. Hope you guys had a really good time this week. We definitely had a lot of fun having Russell on the show. Russell, thank
here.
You.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's nice. And we're going to try to do this again, too.
I'd
yeah,
love to be back.
Definitely. Have Russell, and we're going to try to bring you guys, you know, a lot of the different editors of the different Blogpire, you know, blogs. We hope you enjoyed it. If you have any feedback, don't forget you can mail us at
podcast@blogpireproductions.com. No, just at blogpire.com. God, get it right.
I don't
one
even know what I'm
week.
Doing.
It's podcast@blogpire, blogpire.com.
Awesome. So thanks, everybody. Go check out the Blogpire. There's a lot of cool things going on.
Fuzzy Logic rice cooker at Kitchen Contraptions. We didn't get to talk about it, and I'm mad.
Yeah,
Calvo Razor at Target.
Yeah, there's lots of new products.
At any rate, go pick some apples. Enjoy the ends of summer, the beginnings of fall. It's beautiful out there, and we'll see.
And the apocalypse of Jericho.
The apocalypse of Jericho. Go get your fall in before it's wasted. All right, thanks, everybody. Take care.
Check it out, liquorsnob.com. Love it.
Seeing how long I can make it in there.
Really? We don't? That's the whole gem of it.
No, we don't have audio coming in our own ears.
Oh, I love that, though.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, but...
Hell, I'm not... What kind of outfit is this? That's the whole thing. I love that. Can we not get that?
No, we can't.
Why not?
I don't know. Either these two are bad. I don't know. All right, let me ask you this. Russell Neufeld, talk to me.
Hello. My name
is... First of all, fix that mic. You don't hold it out like...
You got to get it right up there.
Get it up there.
What the hell?
Just stick it close.
Dude.
I know you're not cleanly shaven.
Can this thing... I'm going to break it, dude. This is like cheap microphone from a trade show.
Where did you get that?
God,
from
that
a trade show. I've adjusted my package. My package is adjusted.
My package is adjusted.
My package is adjusted. This is one final test to test the volume.
My package is still adjusted.
My package is adjusted.
Stop licking your microphone, dude.
My package is adjusted.
I got me a Keurig. It seats about 20. So come on and bring your jukebox money.
Nice.